tuned. We'll be back for more Lego Flipping Knowledge Bombs.
Hey Lego investors, Jeremy here from BrickFlips.com. Do you want a chance to win $125 worth of Lego? Then you want to take a look at our giveaway. We're giving away 4 different Lego sets to 1 lucky winner in the United States, and we're also giving away a $25 gift card to anybody that's not in the United States. So the contest will be drawn on December 1st of 2021. So what you want to do is go to BrickFlips.com/giveaway. Again, to enter the contest, you must go to BrickFlips.com/giveaway. Now back to the show.
Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego investing ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. Today we're going to do a little bit diving in of some reselling techniques, tips, specifically for eBay. I'm going to share with you guys some of my tips on how to best sell on eBay to get the maximum amount of return, as well as to avoid any issues or anything that you do have selling on this particular marketplace. This channel, if you're new to it, we have just lots of tips on Lego investing, on reselling, on different marketplaces as well, specifically for Lego. We also just share a lot of different insights that we do have on particular Lego sets. Also wanted to let you guys know that we're doing a giveaway. So if you want to take a look at it, and also put a link below as well. That way there you can enter, you can find out the details on how to enter the giveaway. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, well, we're gonna get started into diving into some tips that I find extremely helpful for anything selling on eBay. Now, if you've never sold on eBay before, it's one of those sites that's been around forever. I mean, I've been selling on eBay since probably 2000, I believe, when they first, maybe I signed up before that, but I really started selling products and Lego, some toys, pretty much everything I've sold on eBay. It was definitely one of the bigger sites out there. It's lost a little bit of its market share as far as with Amazon, but it's still a really good place to sell Lego, especially if you don't want to deal with Amazon or any of the other marketplaces. It's really a good place to get started and to help you to kind of familiarize yourself as selling, reselling things, because you have to really get that under your belt before you can really do well. But one of the first things, we're going to go over 3 different tips. I'm going to dive into each one. The first part is always your research and your pricing. We're going to go over what sells basically on eBay. The other one is listing. So you have to get your accurate pictures and descriptions. And then the other tips we're going to go on is closing the sale and shipping it out so that it arrives to the customer as it should. So one of the first things that you have to do is really you have to research your products on eBay. You really have to do this because you want to know what everybody else is selling it for, what it's been sold for, as far as, you know, getting some ideas of what to look for in descriptions. Really helps you get an idea of what to look for in this. Also, it's a really good research tool. I actually recently, and I'll share with you guys a little bit later in the video, I actually did some research and I found some products went out and got them, and then I sold them back on eBay. So it's really a good way to source and to also sell products on there, and you can still make some money by flipping things on there as well. But one of the first things you really want to do is you want to look, just type in the Lego number and then maybe the theme and then the number. You can type in some combination of that, and you're going to come up with a bunch of different sets on here that. And these are all the active listings. So these are what is currently selling for. These are what people have it up there. Now, this is not really the this is really, you know, a first step that you want to take in here, but you want to make sure that you're doing this for the sold listing, because that is not, anybody can sell anything. Like, I could sell this set for like $1,000 up there, but nobody might not buy it. So you really want to know what it's sold for. So if you go down after you've typed in everything and you go down to where it says show only when I check off the sold and completed items. Now you're getting to see what this actually sold for. So if you look at these other sets, these are what it sold for, $200. And it also tells you the shipping cost that was factored in there. So this will help give you guys a comp, basically a comp, the price that you can use this to gauge what it sold for. Now you might find that it might sell for less than you want to sell it for, but you have an idea of what people are buying it for recently. The other thing you want to take note of is how often it's selling. So if this is a popular set, you'll see quite a number of recent ones in there. If you don't see a lot in here, like for this particular one, this doesn't sell a lot, but there's just not a lot out there. So that kind of gives you an idea of the sales velocity. Another tool that you can use in eBay is they have a tool in here. It's called TerraPeak. It is a fantastic tool if you want to get an idea of what the products are selling for. So you would essentially type in the same thing you would do in a search, and then you can get an average sold price of it, as well as the average shipping cost. And this really helps you too to dive in a little bit about the numbers. You can also just make sure that, you know, it's coming up for the right thing in here. You can kind of get an idea of the historical value of the historical selling price of these different products. And you might know that during the holiday times, it might sell for a little bit more. So that can kind of help you if you're not sure of when you're going to price it. So really, that's the research that you need to do at the beginning. It helps you to get the price. And then also, you can also grab some of the description on here, you know, from some of these other sold ones, because, you know, keywords is a big thing with any kind of marketplace. You have to know the keywords. So those ones might be a little bit better keyword optimized. So maybe you can, you know, use some of their stuff. I wouldn't steal anything, but you can use some of the description to help describe it. Also, part of it is you have to factor in the shipping. So make sure that you are having the sales price and it factors in how much it costs to ship it. So maybe weigh the box out, get an estimate of what it would cost to ship it from one end of the country to the next, so that you have an idea of, like, somebody, you know, if I'm on the East Coast and somebody on the West Coast, it's going to cost more than, say, shipping to somebody, you know, closer to me. So I always get the high end cost of it, because sometimes what you can do is you can just have the free shipping, and you can kind of factor in the shipping cost of it and you add that in there. And also have a shipping where it's just a flat rate. You know, if you want to use a box, use UPS box. So there's just make sure you factor in the shipping when you get your price and everything up there. So the next part we're going to go on to is the listing part. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of how to list and everything, but I want to go over a bunch of different points here as far as listing in here. So we take this particular listing. The first thing you need to have is the exact title. You want to make sure you have keywords in there. Guys, I'm into SEO. I'm a huge marketing SEO person. The keywords is not something you do not want to skip. And I always, that's one thing when I do my research and these sold listings, is I pull off the titles and descriptions, and I kind of, you know, make it my own title and everything in description. But those things are probably getting searched more because they're using some of the keywords. So don't leave that out. Make sure you have a good title in there and have it so that it's somewhat descriptive of what it is. And make sure you use all the characters. I mean, if there's, I don't know exactly how many characters there are, but make sure they use all of them. So put your big keywords up on the front and then fill it in with some other stuff. Maybe in this one, this is good condition. You know, this one highlighting that's incomplete. So when somebody looks at this, there's no confusion of what they're going to get. Because, you know, you can sell. The great thing about Lego is that you can sell new, you can sell used, you can sell incomplete, you can sell complete, you can sell it without the manual, you can sell it without the box. I mean, you can really go into different, you know, variations of how to sell Legos. You can even sell Lego by the pound if you want, just loose by the pound. But the description and the title is what's going to draw somebody in. The title is what is going to make them click to see your listing. So if there's some other thing you can highlight that you can stand out against other listings, maybe take a look and see what everybody else is listing in there. If there's some other word that you can add in there that just kind of makes yours stand out. I wouldn't put everything in caps. I kind of sick of when I see everybody put it in caps. I would maybe highlight one of the words in caps that will show up a little bit more prominently on the search. Really, is the description really has to have all the keywords in it. So if you can add in all the right keywords for it, you know, and this is really a good description right here. If you want to take a look at this one, they tell you the exact missing pieces that are in there. I mean, that's fantastic, because they could just say it's incomplete and it's missing some pieces, but they actually went out and they did all the research and they told you the exact ones that are missing. You know, when you get it, you know exactly what you're getting, and that's really important when if you want to have a successful sales on eBay and good feedback, is that you're really using your description really well and you're just being honest with people. I mean, because you want to know. Now, the other thing you want to be careful with is when you're selling the new sets, you have to make sure if there's some kind of box indent or some, you know, if the box has some issues with it, you want to make sure you take a picture of it and you have that in your description in there. So say if it's a smush box, you know, because I get sets sometimes, I get it returned and they're not open, but they're completely crushed. And I can't sell it as a new one on Amazon, you know, because it's just how it is on Amazon. But on eBay, I can sell it as new, and then I just put that the box is crushed, and I have a picture of what you're getting. So somebody's going to know, like, oh, they still can appreciate this set, but it's not going to be a collectible mint condition one. So make sure when you're selling a new set that you really describe that very well. And then, you know, like I said, with the used sets, just make sure you're describing what is included in there, the boxes, the pieces, you know, if the manual is included, the box is included, or whatever else that you need to put it in there, what it's put in, and then have a picture that shows it. It shows exactly what it is. And that's also for the new. So really just describe it very accurately. That's really the only thing I can tell you, because when somebody is, you know, they get this, and if there's a problem with it, you know, and it has to go through the, you know, whatever's in the description. So if you don't put it in there and it's something wrong with it, then they can use that against you if they need to get their money back or whatever. As far as that, you want to make sure you have the accurate picture of what they're going to get for this particular set. The next thing is, once you get everything set up and you get the listing described and everything for the actual set itself, you want to make sure that you are shipping it to the person. And it's going to get there in the same exact condition of the picture that you have. Now, obviously, there's problems with shipping. Sometimes things happen, and that's, you know, fine. The good thing about most times with Lego is, you know, if you're selling them used, you just put them in a bag, and they make it there very, very good. There's not a chance that, you know, unless they're completely crushed with like a 100-pound box or something, they usually make it there fairly well. But the new boxes, what I'm really concerned about is if you have new boxes, you want to make sure that the box fits in your shipping box and then it has, you know, some padding in there so that it doesn't get crushed easily. So you want to make sure when you actually pack a box, you want to fill up the entire box with some kind of material in there. And usually I use the just maybe some brown paper, or if you have some of the I save a lot of the stuff in my warehouse where we save a lot of the packaging in there. We just reuse that in there as far as, you know, to help recycle as well. The other thing is if you can get some sort of box cutter, if you got some, you know, if you don't have the right size box, fitting the box to the, you know, the actual box size with just a little bit of room in there and just something in there, it will save you on shipping costs as well. The thing I can tell you with shipping is make sure you, when you're first doing your research, is that you understand how much it's going to cost to ship. Measure everything out. Try to get all the information beforehand so you're not surprised when you actually sell it and you're like, oh my goodness, the shipping is going to cost so much money. You know how many times I've heard that from some people when they're just starting out, they're not aware of all the shipping costs. So find that out beforehand. Just having the right size box. You know, if you did get it on Lego.com, save the box. You know, I don't know, maybe you can get some bigger boxes and they can resize them to your specification. But make sure the box, the item gets to the person in the same condition. And if you have, you know, any kind of insurance, if it's a really expensive set, a lot of them will cover up to a certain amount in there. So just check with the, you know, your post office or, you know, UPS or FedEx or whatever, what they cover if there's something wrong, if it gets damaged in there. Also, you want to make sure that if you're able to send it in a little bag, these poly bags, They might save some shipping for you if you're selling used ones. Like I sell a lot of little used sets sometimes, and they will fit right into, I mean, these little mailer bags that are bubble wrapped and everything. So that kind of helps them get there, and they'll save you on shipping. So anything under a pound can be sent by first class, at least through the United States and the post office. So that's another way to do it. Also, to save some money is to use, post office has their own bubble wrap mailers that you can get as well if you find that the shipping cost, if the shipping weight is over a pound, but it still can fit in that. That's another good thing that you can use to save some money as well. Things to that eBay that I love about eBay is that it is that you can sell. Anybody can really get started doing Lego with it. It's actually, if you've never sold anything before, I think it's a perfect place to start. You know, if you want to, other than meeting people locally, because you do get a more global outreach of the coverage of it and the listing. But also another thing too is you can use promotions on there, and I'll spend a little bit extra, couple bucks, to get it promoted on there so that they show it other than on eBay, and it gets kind of higher up in the ranks there with it. But it's, eBay is fantastic to really start out with. It's something that I use for, I basically use it for a lot of my stuff that I get returns for. I also, like I said, I sold some other sets. One thing I want to tell you guys, what I looked up is, and just a little trick right here, is if you look up, I don't know, if you can go to like some like exclusive sets, maybe you can find some sets on here possibly that you can, you know, get some Bricklink pieces for it, or if you have maybe, you know, just loose pieces, you can kind of scrape together some of it, and you might actually be able to resell these online as well. And just basically, you're taking the cost of getting all the bricks, and then you're selling it for a higher price on there, and all you're doing is you're making sure you get all the pieces together. And, you know, you can still make some money doing that as well. So that's if you don't really have a lot of to spend on. You know, that's a good way to start. Or if you want to go and get garage sales, get some used pieces, you can sell, you know, these bricks by the pound. You know, maybe anywhere from like $5 to $10, depending on what it is. I think what loose Lego bricks do go for. So if you can get a really box of it from somebody and get it for really cheap, you can still make some money just by selling it loose on there. So hopefully that helped you guys out as far as getting some ideas of how to sell Lego on eBay. It's really one of those sites, again, that you want to make sure that you're doing some more due diligence. You want to make sure that you're doing the research ahead of time, and because you have to build your listing, you want to make sure you have everything accurately listed, and then you want to make sure it gets to the customer in the same piece that it was in to make sure that somebody's happy. And if you've never started out on eBay as well, and you have no feedback, I would suggest to sell some really low-cost things, even if you're just breaking even on it, just to get some feedback, things that you can sell, do some research on things that you can see that sell really well, even if it's not Lego, get some feedback for that, and then that will help you out as far as, you know, having that trust factor that you have on there if you've never done it before. Also, we're doing a giveaway, and if you want to take a look at that giveaway, you can just also check it out in the notes, but it is brickflips.com/giveaway. Well, hopefully that's helped you guys out, and I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.